This thought has been on my mind for like a couple weeks now. And here's the thing. People take life way too fucking seriously. Like, people take life way too fucking seriously. It is almost sad to like watch people and how attached they are to their emotions and their feelings and their thoughts and how it cripples them. Because at the end of the day, you might call me morbid, but we're gonna die. We're gonna die. Our husbands are gonna die. Our children are gonna die. We're all gonna die. This is a fucking play. All of this is just a game. We're here to learn some lessons, to have some experiences, to feel the fucking human feelings, and then go back home. That's it. That's it. That's it. And people get way too attached to the emotional aspect of human reality. And it's like mind-blowing to me. I'm not saying, and here's the thing, I'm not saying to bypass emotions. Obviously, emotions are important. They teach us a lot, but we have to remember that they're just fucking emotions. Just emotions. That's it. A thought, it starts with a thought, and a thought turns into a feeling. And then that feeling can create our reality. And I just can't even, it's just mind-blowing to me. It's just mind-blowing to me because there's a lot of spiritual teachers out there or mentors or spiritual entrepreneurs that still can't get the fuck out of their own way when it comes to their emotions. They're still stuck. They still react from a place of emotion. And if there's anything that I can teach you, I could teach you how to get psychic. I could teach you how to develop your mediumship. But if there's anything I would much rather teach you is to not put so much power into your emotions. Do not react from a place of heightened emotions, whether those are happy emotions or sad emotions. Just don't do it. You should always be clear and cool and calm and collected. And again, it's very scary to me that I have personally witnessed people who are mentors or guides act from a place of emotion time and time and time again. And when you take mentor, when you grab that name, when you use that title, especially in a spiritual context, you have to be acutely aware of your own healing. You have to be so aware of your own trauma and your own shadow. And you have to have a bigger perspective than the emotional game that we play as human beings. And it's a little scary that they are guiding people, because someone who mentors, someone who is a guide, someone who is a coach, someone who is there to create space, to create a container for somebody to feel the fucking feelings, but then let the feelings pass, should have a level of emotional intelligence to understand the bigger perspective of what is the human experience and not react from a place of heightened emotions. And here's the thing, people will fucking blame their zodiac sign and their moon sign and everything. I don't fuck. At the end of the day, there's free will. And you know when you're pissed, and you know when you're upset, and you know when you're dealing with grief. I'm saying that you don't have to bypass them, but don't act from those places. Don't say things when you are in those places. Because I'm telling you right now, you're going to spend more of your energy apologizing for the shit you say when you are upset than just realizing, letting it simmer, and then coming from a place of cool, calm, and collection. I'm talking about this because it's a fucking problem. It's a real fucking problem. I can't even, like, I'm mind blown at how many people who are guides, who are fucking mentors, who are still acting from a place of heightened emotions. And I'm not saying like we don't get there from time to time, because we do, we're human. But you have to have a level of emotional intelligence within yourself in order to guide people to their own healing and spiritual journey. That's all I'm saying. I could never, ever, ever invest in a mentor that can't control how they act when they are angry, or how they use passive aggressive behaviors. I couldn't do that. It's a little scary, because at the end of the day, the spiritual path, okay? The spiritual path is a path back home to yourself. That's what it is. It's a path back home to your soul. And guess what's on that path? There's pit stops and psychic development and mediumship development, maybe some channeling, maybe some fucking inner child or whatever it is. They're all pit stops to finding who you truly are. And along the way, there's going to be emotions. And along the way, there's going to be upset and pain and sorrow. But if you can start the path, if you could start the spiritual path with the understanding and the knowledge that you are not your emotions. You are not your emotions. You're not. You can feel your emotions. Absolutely. A perfect example is 2 days ago, my son is always trying to get out of school. He'll make something up to try to get out of school, right? So we're at the bus stop 2 days ago, and he pretended like he had a stomach ache. And I'm like, oh, too bad you're still going to school, because I know you don't have a stomach ache. You just want to fucking stay home. And then he gets very, very upset. And he's sitting there pouting in the car waiting for the bus to come. The waterworks start crying and everything like that. And I'm trying to be like, Kyle, you know, this isn't going to get you anywhere. This isn't going to get you anywhere. You can cry and you can let it out, but this ultimately is not getting you to where you want to go, which is back in your fucking room playing on your Nintendo Switch, right? And he's upset. The bus comes. He won't get out of the car when the bus comes. I go, Kyle, you got to get out of the car. Okay. So then I go, Kyle, you have to get out of the car. He finally gets out of the car, slams the door, is pouting, crying, walking to the bus stop. And while I'm turning around to go home, my first initial emotional response was that fucking asshole. I'm gonna fucking scream at him when he gets home, right? Because it was in front of the neighbors. Like, he was like, you know, having a fucking a day. And when I was turning around, I felt anger. Okay. And I was already thinking to myself, he's going to be in so much fucking trouble when he gets home. That's what I was doing when I was in a state of anger. I got home. I did some laundry. I sat down. I took a couple big deep breaths, had my mid-warm coffee. And then I realized it's just not worth it. But I didn't act from a place of anger, because if I acted from a place of anger, I probably would have done something that I would have regretted. You can feel the feelings, but let them pass. Because by the time I got home, 15 minutes in, sitting on my couch in the silence, his little episode was not hitting me as much as it was when I was turning around and watching him stomp to the frickin', you know, bus. I'm not a perfect parent by any means, but that is just an example, right? Just don't do things when your emotions are heightened. And you don't, and here's another thing. There is no time limit, right? If you have to have an awkward conversation, or if you have to, like, you know, you get a fucking passive aggressive email or something along those lines and it like fucking pisses you off or something like that, people think that you have to respond like quickly. Who fucking says? Let it simmer. They can wait. Trust me, they probably do want to wait until you're in a cool, calm, and collected state of mind to get a response from you, right? Have you ever had to do like a, you know, kind of snarky, passive aggressive email? I know Brittany's probably a pro, but that's just the thing. If it's getting like heightened, right? If you're going back and forth with a coworker and it's getting heightened, would you want them, if they got pissed at one of your emails, would you want them to go and send another email in a heightened state of emotion? Or would you rather them chill the fuck out for a day or two and then respond? You know, and here's the thing, and I had to teach this to my mother, believe it or not, where she was having some trouble I don't know, somebody said something about her or whatever, and it really pissed her off. And she thought that, you know, she was in this state of anger, and she's like, I need to say something. I need to call this person because, you know, how dare they talk about me in that sense? And she hasn't spoken to this person in like 20 fucking years, right? Like, she doesn't see him. It's just, it was like a family member that, you know, said something snarky or something. I don't know. And I had to say this to my, well, now she's over fucking 65 years old. And I said, Ma, listen, you don't have to fucking call anybody. You get to choose. You get to choose what you're going to put your energy into. Are you really that upset over this freaking guy that you haven't seen in 20 years saying something about you that you didn't even like him anyway? Like what? Like, who cares? Who cares? And I said, wait 3 days. This is something that, like, I will tell everybody. When your emotions get heightened and you feel like you have to pounce or react, you have to wait 3 days. Because I'm telling you right now, by the first day, you're pissed. The second day, you're a little less pissed. By the third day, you might even forget what you were pissed about. It's the truth. You know, you can be having a fucking temper tantrum with the first 24 hours of something going eerily wrong. And then by the second day, it doesn't feel as bad. It doesn't. And then by the third day, sometimes you'll even forget that it happened. Let it simmer. Let it fucking simmer. Okay? That is wisdom. That is true wisdom right there. I have books upon books upon books of all this so fucking spiritual shit. And so much of what I learn is just from my own human experience and understanding life. Just understanding this. You know, I have so many fucking books that teach me so much, but at the end of the day, it's the principles that we can bring into our everyday life that are going to dramatically and magically change our life. It is the simple things. It is not the esoteric, highly fucking crazy rituals in the witchcraft books. It's not any of that. It's the things that we can use today that are going to change our life. Mindfulness, meditation, emotional intelligence work, honoring our fucking trauma, honoring our wounds that are still healing. You know, these are the things. If we wait, you know, and I'm not saying you have to be fully healed, but you have to become aware. You have to be aware of what you're working through right now, because we all have wounds. We all have wounds that are still ripped wide open, and we have to be aware of them. And we can't, and when they're triggered, they're triggered. We just have to be aware of not acting upon them, not saying anything because of our triggers. That's the fucking spiritual fucking path. It's not to sit under the bonsai tree with Buddha. It's to understand our human shit. Like, that's it. That's it. That's what enlightenment is. It's understanding that we are just so far greater than this human experience and everything that we put ourselves through and the stories that we tell ourselves. That's enlightenment. Enlightenment is understanding that this whole, the whole range of emotions are just, it's just a human thing. It's just a human thing. It's not us. Our thoughts, they come and they go. We're not our thoughts. Sometimes we have weird thoughts. Sometimes we have not so nice thoughts. They're just thoughts. They're just fucking thoughts. That's all it is. You get to choose if you're going to, you know, you can have a bad thought and then you can just sit on it and you can think about it more. And guess what? Boom, now you have anxiety because you chose a bad feeling thought. You have to be super mindful about the people that claim to be mentors, guides, or anything along those lines, because some of them are fucking crazy. Some of them are just like, you are so not, you have no idea what you're doing. You're like, you know, I can't begin to tell you how many spiritual mentors there are on TikTok that will like do shit from a place of like anger. We'll do comment, you know, we'll like go and like, you know, do the comment response
out of anger. And then they just say, it's me speaking my truth. Oh, shut the fuck up. Like, nobody cares about your truth. Clearly, yeah, you can have your truth all you want, but at the end of the day, you're trying to help people get to the next step in their life. You're trying to lead by example. And you acting from a place of heightened emotions is not getting anywhere. It's not helping anybody. But then you claim, I'm speaking my fucking truth. Oh, shut up. We all have truth. I have my truth. That doesn't mean I have to go and, like, you know, jump on a fucking keyboard gangster. You get to choose where you put your energy. Yeah, that expression drives me crazy. It is, because it is crazy. Because at the end of the day, they use it as a fucking bypass because their triggers got triggered. And then they say it's them expressing their truth. There's a difference. There's a difference between just openly and honestly speaking your truth, right? Just being like, hey, listen, not really feeling this. This is me. It's another thing when they're like, this is me speaking my truth and blah, 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 and you remember blah, 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 blah. Clearly, there's a difference, right? There is a difference between someone just being like, you know, listen, can I be completely candid and honest with you? This is how I feel about this situation. I just want to share it with you. Take it or leave it. Yeah, they're just trying to justify their unhealed shit. That's the problem. But if you were to say something, Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. And I see it, and it's like so, it's more common. It's so irritating because at the end of the day, I think that we all truly just want what's best for the collective. We all want to help. We all want to help raise the fucking vibration. We all want to share the tools that we have learned along the way that have helped us on our journey. We all want to do that. But if you cannot get outside your own fucking mind and your own fucking traumas to understand that acting from a place of heightened emotion, it's just not cool. It's just not a good idea. You could do whatever you want. I'm just letting you know, it's never a good idea. Especially if you're trying to guide people. That's all I'm saying. And again, of course I feel emotion. Of course I get pissed. Of course I feel anger. But I don't act upon it. I do not act upon it. What would you, and here's the thing, like, okay, so you get pissed at someone, you get pissed at your significant other, something like that. And then you act out of a state of anger. Okay. What do you do? You scream at them, yell at them, depending on, you know, you pick a fight with them. Where is that getting you? You're going down a dead end road. You're going down a dead end road. That's all there is to it. Life is simple. Like, believe it or not, this whole life thing, it's simple. It's not easy, but it is simple. It's to come down. It's to go through your life. It's to learn. It's to experience. It's to grow. And it's to remember that everything that happens to us is an opportunity to learn. It's an opportunity to learn. It's an opportunity to grow. That's it. Nothing is happening against you. Nothing is happening against you. You know, sometimes the world may feel like it's against you, but it's not against you. It's not against you. Those are just the thoughts that you're holding on to. But I love that Brittany said, like, they're just trying to justify their unhealed shit. Because they are. And it's frustrating because it's just like, you're leading people to act like you. That's really what you're trying to do. If you're leading by example, oh, they need to speak their truth. You can speak your truth without, you know, doing it like that, you know, like, so if they need to speak their truth, just tell them to put a title in their fucking Instagram story or I don't know, or their Instagram bio. Like, that's, you know, what exactly is speaking your truth? Like, that's, you know, like that, like speaking your truth. Your truth is that you're showing us that clearly you're triggered and clearly this triggered you. That's what your truth is. It's just mind-blowing to me. It's just absolutely mind-blowing. And it's, you have to just be aware of it because there's a lot of people doing it. There's a lot of guides doing it. So just be acutely aware because it's, you know, when I started this path, when I decided that I wanted to walk the spiritual path, my biggest thing was this. I didn't want to be a psychic medium. That was not my intention. My intention was to get to know myself on a deeper level and to just be a better person. That was really it. And I meditated and I realized how much it helped me, and the rest is history. But it really is the spiritual path path is the path to self-discovery, self-healing. And if you're claiming to be on the spiritual path, but you're, you know, acting from a state of emotions, if you're a spiritual being having a human experience, the first thing that you should know is that emotions and feelings, they're human. Like, it's human. And you know that you get to choose where you put your energy. You know, you get to decide, is it going to be, are you going to send it towards positive thinking or are you going to send it towards negative thinking? It's up to you. It's up to you. You know, at the end of the day, it's, I don't know. Just like irks me. It really fucking irks me when I see someone who's just like clearly acting from a state of unhealed trauma. And I'm like, you know, again, we all have fucking trauma. I'm not saying to bypass the trauma, feel the feelings, obviously. Just don't do anything while you're feeling them. Just don't do anything. Just feel. Seriously, just hold on to them for as long as that, you know, you want to